Thanks for being with us. A deodorant that's popular among young men is apparently also useful for farm animals, but in a different way. It's a story by Sabara Chowdhury, reporter at the Wall Street Journal based in London. Sabara, what have you found?
Yeah, so it's interesting. I found a shepherdess called Sam Bryce who lives in England, and she is part of a Facebook group called Ladies Who Lamb, which is essentially a support group for shepherdesses in the UK who, you know, they trade tips, they ask for advice. And so Sam posted on this Facebook group a couple of years ago saying, hey, I have this ram. He's very aggressive. He's picking on anybody I put in the field with him. Can you guys help? And the replies that came back sort of repeatedly, people were saying, try Lynx Africa. And Lynx, by the way, is just the UK name for Axe. So there's a few countries in which it's called Lynx. The rest of the world, it's called Axe. And this is for trademark reasons. And so they said, try this specific variant, which is called Lynx Africa or Axe Africa. And so Sam was kind of skeptical and she said, okay, I'll give it a shot. So she bought a couple of cans, went back, sprayed the aggressive ram whose name was Cloud and has since passed, and sprayed the field mate he was picking on. And lo and behold, the pair were suddenly friends and Cloud stopped picking on the other ram. And the theory behind why this is that these deodorants are so strong that they mask the scent that the ram sort of smells on the other one, that, you know, gets their testosterone going and says, ooh, this is an enemy. This is someone I need to fight. Mm-hmm. And instead it makes them think, well, this guy smells the same as me. And so they just get along. And so she does this every time they have any separation. If they go to the vets and they're separate for a bit and they come back, she'll spray them. And significantly, when they go out during mating season and they're in the field with the ewes and they come back, and she said that's when she really needs it because their hormone levels are, you know, still quite high. They can smell the testosterone on each other.
Wow.
And so she sprays it and apparently they just totally chill out.
That's unbelievable. We're speaking with Sabara Chowdhury, reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Her story is called Axe Body Spray Finds an Unlikely New Customer, Grouchy Sheep. So it's not just to calm down the teenage boys here. It's like there's like a nurturing side to this also, seemingly. You spoke to this Caitlin Jenkins, another farmer.
Yes. So apart from the rams, it's even more commonly used when ewes, so the mom sheep, will give birth sometimes, and either they just don't take to their own lambs, or there will be an orphan lamb whose mother has passed away and needs to be nursed by somebody else. And so the trick there is you can do all sorts of things like, you know, skinning a dead lamb and moving that skin to this new orphan lamb, but it's all very messy and not very nice. And so the way to do it, they've discovered, is just to take Lynx or Axe, spray the mother sheep's nose, spray the lamb, and she thinks, oh, we smell the same, this must be my lamb. And so she sort of takes that lamb on and feeds her lamb as her own. And so that has been tried and tested a couple of different so Caitlin Jenkins, a shepherdess in the UK, told me about that. And Toby Williams, a sheep farmer all the way in New Zealand, told me that he does the same thing. And he's used Old Spice and Brute and sort of other brands that have all worked. But Sam Bryce, who is the ram shepherdess in the UK, she says Lynx Africa is the one you need to use when you're dealing with rams because that is the strongest smelling one.
Thanks, Sabara. Sabara Chowdhury, reporter at the Wall Street Journal in London.